Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Good morning, the Big Show's on a radio.
Well, well, well. You've obviously got nothing better to do, or maybe you're just not smart enough to change the dial. Whatever the reason, you're listening to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Aren't they wonderful?
Big Show is on a radio. How y'all doing this Thursday morning? What's today?
Thursday.
You're right. Yeah.
Good. I was so afraid one of y'all was going to tell me it's only Wednesday.
No, that was yesterday.
Yesterday, I thought it was Thursday all day.
Yeah. We're doing the promo for today's show. He said, all right, Friday morning coming up. I said, no, it's not.
You must have had some effect on me because I felt the same way.
Yeah.
All the way. I scrambled to get everything done because I'm going to leave early tomorrow. It's Friday. No, it's not.
Really?
But today is Thursday.
Or is it?
So,
Or is it?
It's like Groundhog Day.
Maybe there was some kind of an accident with the Equinox.
All right. Jack, are you going to be leaving us again today?
Nope.
No.
It's over.
All right. Can I talk
now
about
it? You can talk about it.
Jackie had jury duty. So what happens? Did you have to go over there and sit all day? You never got picked out. They find out where you work and kicked you out. What's the deal?
I sat in the same chair from 8:15 until 4 o'clock yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Oh. Did they ever call you up or?
Never.
Never. So
I watched 2 movies, ate popcorn, pizza.
Hey, you got to watch movies. They didn't have movies when I was over there.
What movies they have?
We watched What Lies Beneath and Miss Congeniality.
Well, that's pretty cool.
That's not top drawer, but I'll spend a day over there watching movies.
But there was no beer.
I've been on jury duty twice, and both times I sat on a wooden chair for the entire day, and there was no entertainment, not even magazines.
Yeah.
Man.
Let's all go over to jury duty, sit in the back row, and comment on the movie.
Well, good. I'm glad you don't have to go back.
Me too.
I could have helped it yesterday. I think I could have put the whole thing off and saved you some hours.
And the reason I talked him out of it is because I thought there's a possibility somebody with a chip on their shoulder hears that, oh, no, she ain't going home. Oh, we'll just see about that.
Uh-huh.
I had a great plan to go in there. When they call you out, jump up and say, kill Whitey!
I went along with that plan. She just never got called.
Well, Jackie, that's what you get for voting. That, I think that's where they get the list that they draw the jury pool from, right?
Is that right?
Yeah, voters, yeah.
All right, y'all get on it. Get back to me.
If coming I could write up, music, I'd be right in there with
we're
you.
We're going to play Outburst and give you legs up for your first chance to win. Let's do it. Good morning. A big show is on the radio. Coming up in just a few minutes, we got Mongo Swisher from Somewhere on Our Nerves.
That's Mongo Swisher.
Oh, yeah. Mongo Swisher.
Mongo Swisher was that guy that used to run around punching horses in the face.
I liked him, too. Yeah. We got the Crocodile Stalker, a brand new episode of the Crocodile Stalker coming up.
Never mind that. Here comes Mongo.
And Oliver later on today. Of course, chances for you to join the winners. Your first shot at it right here at Outburst. Where's my prize packages?
I don't know.
All right, we'll find it. I'll give you legs up and then find my prize package and we'll tell you what it is. It was on this date in 1878, the world's first telephone book was distributed in New Haven, Connecticut. The directory had no yellow pages and only 50 names were listed.
So it was more like the yellow leaflet. 50 names.
50 names in the world's first phone book.
But the thing about that is, if you forgot somebody's phone number, you could just call somebody else on the list and say, what's his phone number?
That's right. One. He's a seven.
Is this six? No, this is seven. Oh, I'm sorry.
I've had a lot of missed dials.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 1885, the Washington Monument was dedicated. It was the first monument to be dedicated to a U.S. president.
Huh.
Washington, was it? So it wasn't named after the city. It was named after George Washington.
Right. And so was the city.
By the way.
Oh. Yeah. Just for the record.
You think George Washington woke up one day saying, you know something, I'm going to move someplace. Named after, with my last name.
And he started flipping around the map and go, oh, look, this is perfect.
And there's only 50 people in the phone book. How can I?
Hey, that's up. I didn't think of the city's name, just thought of the monument.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
Wait till he finds out about that state on the other side of the country.
Oh, my God.
And it was on this date in 1947, Edwin Land demonstrated his invention, the Polaroid camera, to the public for the first time. He amazed onlookers as he snapped a black and white photo and produced the image in just 60 seconds.
Now, do you remember the early Polaroids? It was a black and white picture that came out, but you had to peel one, you know, like the backing off of it after it developed. You had to watch it, make sure it was 60 seconds. And then there was this stuff you had to put on with like a squeegee.
Fixer.
Yeah. It was like this liquid stuff, and you had to wipe it on the picture or it would disappear in a few minutes.
Randy and I were talking about it. I still remember that smell.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Did you like it?
Not really.
I don't know. It smelled like, I don't know, it had some special smell to it.
It was something about that smell that I like. Yeah. But, you know, it's just like something about, you know, gas.
It almost had...
Have you stood in the lobby with you?
You know what it was? Yeah. It was one of those smells that was almost offensive, but not quite. Yeah. So you keep going, come on, offend me.
It's kind of like the toner they used to use, you know, when we were in school.
The purple toner.
Yeah, the mimeograph fluid.
Mimeograph.
That's the best.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's the bomb.
See all these kids getting their quizzes. I've never seen such a bunch of happy kids going, oh,
okay, well, hey, that's three. That's three legs up. That's where we're deriving our categories from. If you would like to play for a pack of Jumbo Billy Beef Jerky, a bottle of our grilling sauce, a copy of our new cookbook, Top Secret Recipes, a Grease Lightning Spring Cleaning Prize Pack, well, let's do it. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your number. Caller 9, you play next. Good morning, the big show is on the radio. Come on, let's go play some
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Yeah, we got caller 9 out of Cookeville, Tennessee. And be name of Kenneth.
Hey.
Hey, Kenneth, how are you this morning, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good, man. It's still raining on Tennessee this morning.
We're working on an ark in the backyard.
Unbelievable. Gather two everything, honey. Well, Kenneth, let's jump in here and see if you can join the winners. You ready, buddy?
I'm ready.
All right. Give me three books. Ready, go.
Phone book, address book, date book.
Yep. That's three books. Kenneth, give us three national monuments. Ready, go.
Washington Monument, Lincoln Memorial, Jefferson Memorial.
Damn. All right.
And for the win, three things you can do in 60 seconds or less.
Oh. Take a picture, make a phone call, ask for a date.
Or in some cases, have a date.
Got her out of here. Just blow her up.
Yep.
Whoa. That doesn't work.
Don't you talk like that about my fiance.
Excuse me. I was just setting up the old joke. Yeah. Save money. Let her blew her up and bit her on the neck. She pooted and blew out the window. And put it and flew out the window.
Hey, you know my girlfriend?
Kenneth, you have got it going on now, buddy. Hold on, Kenneth. Jackie, get your stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you, man.
It's a big show on the radio. All right, Cadbury, read this.
All right, sir, I'll read it. Good morning. This is Nigel Cadbury, Master Boy's faithful gentleman's gentleman. And you're listening to Master Boy and Young Sir William on The Big Show. It's my responsibility to make sure that Master Boy gets up and gets to work on time, so when he's late, it's my fault. So, sir, I feel so used.
Big Show is on the radio. I got some John Andrews here. Says a friend who is a university cultural anthropologist and once was a sailor was very aware the ships are addressed as she and her and often wondered what gender computers should be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
To answer that question, he set up two groups of computer science experts. The first was comprised of women, the second of men. Each group was asked to recommend whether a computer should be referred to in the feminine gender or the masculine gender. How do y'all do it, Billy? Randy? Are y'all feminine or masculine computers? What do you call it?
I usually call it that no good so-and-so.
Yeah.
Depending on how it's going.
So you don't you really don't call it he or she?
No.
Well, here with this group, wanted to do some studies to see what it should be referred to. They were asked to give four reasons for their recommendation. Now, the group of women reported that the computer should be referred to in the masculine gender. Because one, in order to get their attention, you have to turn them on.
Boy.
Two, they have a lot of data, but are still clueless. Three, they're supposed to help you solve problems, but half the time they are the problem. Four, as soon as you commit to one, you realize that if you had waited a little longer, you could have had a better model. And then the men, on the other hand, concluded the computer should be referred to in the feminine gender because, one, no one but the creator understands their internal logic.
Okay.
Two, the native language they use to communicate with other computers is incomprehensible to everyone else.
That's right.
Three, even your smallest mistakes are stored in long-term memory for later retrieval. Yeah, baby. And finally, as soon as you make a commitment to one, you find yourself spending half your paycheck on accessories for it.
There you go.
So, good arguments for both sides there. Thank you very much, John. Good morning, the Big Show is on the radio. And now, from somewhere in our world, here's Mungo Swisher.
Hey, Biggin, this here's Mungo Swisher, reporting live from Talk About the Sponsors, milepost 28,462. Today's report brought to you by Swisher Sweets, the teeny little cigar with a great big cherry taste. That's right, Biggin, I'm now Mungo Swisher. I just closed a deal yesterday to sell the naming rights to myself for the next 4 years. I'm calling in today from the quaint Serbo-Croatian village of Kalishnikov. As most of you folks know, this is a troubled part of the world. In fact, Biggin, I was exploring a rough part of town last night and got robbed at gunpoint. Lost $600. That's $100 in cash and $500 worth of on-air mentions. I'm pleased to have a special guest with me today, His Honor the Mayor of Kalishnikov, Mr. Boris Havlicev. By the way, today's interview is sponsored by the tough new Dodge Ram, the mayor of Truckville. Now, Mr. Havlicev, let's give our worldwide listening audience a feel for the situation here in Kalishnikov. Tell us about the roving bands of ethnic cleansing warlords still roving the cobblestone streets of this picturesque little corner of the world. And speaking of picturesque, don't trust your memory to just any film. Before you hit the road, do what we do. Stock up now on plenty of Agfa film products, professional quality at discount prices. Mr. Mayor, talk to us.
Thank you. Well,
before I forget, let me mention that today's interview is being brought to you over the amazing new Nokia 3150 portable cellular satellite telephone. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Swisher. Good morning, John Boy and Billy, and hello to all of your listeners across America.
Just 1 second. And there's no better radio to listen to the Big Show on than the amazing new Bose Wave Radio. Great big sound in an amazingly small package. Hold on.
I forgot where I was. Where was I?
Let's see. Well, Mr. Mayor, you wouldn't have any trouble figuring out where you are if you had the official portable GPS system of the Talk About the Sponsor World Tour, the Panasonic Model 3100.
Thank you. That is a very nice unit, isn't it?
And speaking of nice units, if you stateside fans are looking for some excitement next time you're in the Grand Strand area of South Carolina, be sure to stop in at Tattletales 2, home of Chesty McDonald, located just a half mile north of Barefoot Landing on Highway 17 in North Myrtle Beach.
Yes. Do you really want to talk to me or not?
I'd love to, Mr. Mayor, but unfortunately, we're out of time. And speaking of time, thanks to our sponsor, Timex. Takes a licking and keeps on a ticking. And speaking of licking, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? The world may never know. Stock up on Tootsie Pops now at our official outfitters, the Massive General Store. Coming soon to Kandahar, Virginia, right between Downhill Kandahar Bike Rental and the Circle K, home of the bottomless bucket of root beer. And love as always to my mama Mabel, and hello to Ben Doon and Phil McCracken from Belfast, Northern Ireland, who listen to my Talk About the Sponsor updates and streaming audio from my website, .com. Until next time, this is Mungo Swisher talking about myself. Adios, mi amigos. Love you, Biggin. Hoo-ah, hoo-ah, hoo-ah.
Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code BIGSHOW. only on the DK Horse app. Use code Big Show.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning, everybody. More Big Show to come. Hang where you are.
Yo, what's up? This is Ike. And for all the 411 you need on all things redneck, just check out my two favorite crackers, John Bro and Bidley, right here on the Big Show. I'd listen to something else my own self, but white boy Patrick done broke off the knob in the Cadillac. Patrick! Never mind. Peace out.
Good morning, got a big show right here on the radio. We coming up on John Boy Jeopardy time. We're back at John Boy Billy's Beef Jerky.
Right.
Of course, bottle of the grill sauce.
Right.
Look for Sweet Mild sauce. We're just starting to get this out with our original and hot and spicy. The Sweet Mild, it is awesome.
Yeah, everybody asked me, what's coming out?
I mean, it's really unbelievable taste. In the meat department.
Meat department.
All right, should have wrote that down.
Sorry, you have, a guy in an apron just came in, and Johnny just wanted some positive reinforcement.
There's Carla Cook. Yeah, Carla. Quick Mart stores. Say what, man?
Quick Mart stores.
Quick Mart stores will also have the beef jerky display.
See, this is why Carla's cooking and not being our official spokesperson.
Johnny's wearing these big headphones, and Carl leans over to his ear.
Yeah, so my ears are coming up.
Try the microphone. You know, yeah. That would save him from having to repeat it.
All right. So anyways, we're all excited about that. We got the Big Show grill.
What?
Part
of your little world.
Picnic going on. Okay, let me see. We're also throwing in, of course, a copy of our new grill sauce cookbook, Top Secret Recipes. All right, that's what we're headed to.
You can also get that Sweet Mild.
And in the mid-morning.
Oh. We'll let you do the commercial later. Good morning. The Big Show is right here on your radio. Hope your Thursday is finally Thursday. Your Thursday's going all right. Okay. Yep. John Moore Jeopardy time. Package out my Billy Beef Jerky, Bottle Bar Grilling Sauce, Top Secret Recipes, our new cookbook. Okay, here you go. Wait a minute. Yesterday, we learned when comparing the traditional American deck of cards to those in other countries, you'll note that the decks in Italy, Spain, Germany, and Switzerland don't have these.
Walmart stickers.
No, it was queens. Mm. No queens.
No queens. Ew. In Europe.
Hmm. No queens, and a little sensitive about it.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, apparently you haven't been to France.
All right, today's. Let's see. Hmm? It wasn't. Wait a minute. No, I want to do this one since in honor of Jackie's jury duty yesterday, where she says she sat in a room about as big as our prize closet with 120 people. Some of them rather large, and some of them rather
smelly.
Yeah,
fragrant. Yeah,
we wasn't stinking after about 4 hours.
Oh, man.
But at least it has movies. That's a nice touch now. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, yeah. She got that going for her. Yeah. So good work. Thanks for doing your civic duty, Jackie. That's what this country's all about.
No matter and how there, much
there would be some that
it.
Would try to, you know, get out of it.
Yeah.
Like her.
Shirk their duty.
Oh, she called everybody.
I told her, just stand up and call your name and say, kill Whitey!
No, sorry. Yes, my name is Jackie.
Now, Johnny, just because it worked for you that one time, that means everybody can
do
it.
I work for the Fightin' Whiteys on the radio mic.
Johnny?
Yeah.
You'd never be able to do it.
Really?
You'd snap. No way you could do it.
Oh, please. Now I want to see this.
I can't watch.
He won't wait for a table.
Yeah.
No, you got to do it. You got to do that. Never mind. I don't want to jinx myself.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Take heart, Jackie. It could have been worse. Jurors in medieval England were not allowed to do this until they had reached a decision in the case.
What is rape and or pillage?
No.
No?
Medieval England.
How about use a catapult?
1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line. We're going to start with caller now. We're going to get a winner. Let's play now. The Big Show is on your radio. Come on.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy. And now your host, if he ever serves jury duty, watch your local paper for the headline, Celebrity Rube in Courthouse Kill Spree. He's John Moore.
Objection.
How long do you think you would last?
I deny the alligator. Good morning. Sandy, how do you like me so far?
I mean, let's tell you, pretty good wild, first time calling.
I hear you, man. Yeah.
Your Honor, witness is obviously biased.
That's his new thing. Whenever something doesn't go well, now he wants to get people's opinion of him. That's the worst time to ask.
He's polling, man. He's polling. He's taking a poll.
It's an insta poll.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, I know some people that knew him in high school. They thought he was a pretty decent fella.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Hey, yeah, I see you from Burlington, North Carolina.
Well, we like to say Burlington, North Carolina.
Yeah, I know you from Burlington. Hello. It's me. I'm from Graham. Graham could have been Burlington, but we didn't want the train to stop there.
I heard that. I live about 50 yards off the track, right on the border.
I hear you, man. See, I'm talking. That's the truth. This ain't some old John Boy stupid. Hey,
could you go over
where you live.
When we're done, would you go over and mow Johnny's lawn? Because I wanted to do some stuff this week.
I only mow my own.
All right, Sandy. Well, let's play, buddy. It could have been worse for Jackie. Jurors in medieval England were not allowed to do this until they had reached a decision.
I had it narrowed down to two, and you can't do one without the other. I'm going to say the other. I'm going to say go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom.
So
no.
Oh, man.
Come on. He's guilty, y'all. Come on. Really, he's guilty.
Yeah.
That's a good guess, though, Sandy. You hang in there, buddy.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's come to a decision one way or the other. I'm prairie dogging over here.
Jimmy from Richmond, Virginia. How you this morning, Jimmy?
John Boy, what's going on?
You're playing a little John Boy Jeopardy. What you doing?
Just get ready to go to work.
Atta boy. Well, let's wrap this up. I'm a little hungry.
All right.
I can't
eat dinner.
You can't eat. Man, I didn't mean to get the answer.
Now, wait a minute. Let's wrap this up. I'm a little hungry.
I swear I didn't do that on purpose.
Like, what, have you got to go to the bathroom or something?
No, I'm hungry. And that was the whole question there. But, hey, Jimmy, were you going to say eat anyway?
I was going to say eat anyway.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, what's he going to say?
Really, I guess there's only...
None of my witnesses obviously being badger.
Sorry. I mean, but no, I'm happy. Jimmy won. Okay, and I can go eat.
Right. I'm happy Jimmy won, too.
All right, Jimmy, congratulations, buddy. The big old prize package is all yours.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Where
are y'all going later?
Good morning, everybody. The big show is right here on the radio.
Saints be praised. You're listening to two fine lads. Two boys dedicated to putting a smile on your face and a song in your heart. As long as you buy their bloody grilling sauce. John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Faith and Begora.
Morning, a big show is on the radio. All right, listen to this. Jumbo Billy, you got to love this guy. This is a true story about a recent wedding that took place at Clemson University. It was in the local newspaper, and even Jay Leno mentioned it. Have you heard about this, Hanson?
No.
It was a huge wedding with about 300 guests. After the wedding, at the reception, the groom got up on stage with a microphone to talk to the crowd. He said he wanted to thank everyone for coming, many from long distances, to support them at their wedding. He especially wanted to thank the bride and the bride's and her family, and to thank his new father-in-law for providing such a lavish reception. As a token of his deep appreciation, he said he wanted to give everyone a special gift just from him. So taped to the bottom of everyone's chair, including the wedding party, was an envelope. He said this was his gift to everyone and asked them to open their envelope. Inside each manila envelope was an 8x10 glossy of his bride making whoopee with the best man.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello.
The groom had gotten suspicious of him weeks earlier and had hired a private detective to tail him. For a couple of minutes, he turned to the best man and said, "Blank you." Turned to his bride, "Blank you." Then he turned to the dumbfounded crowd and said, "I'm out of here."
Oh, man. And on the way out the door, you can hear him going, "Wasn't that a good video?"
Wow. He had his marriage annulled first thing in the morning. While most people would have canceled the wedding immediately after finding out about the affair, this guy goes through with a whole charade as if nothing were wrong. His revenge, making the bride's parents pay over $32,000 for a 300-guest wedding and reception. And trashing the bride's and best man's reputation in front of 300 friends and family members.
I'm taking a damn cake with me.
He screwed her before they got to the buffet line.
Be a good MasterCard priceless commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Elegant wedding reception for 300 family members and friends. $32,000. Wedding photographs commemorating the occasion. $3,000. Deluxe. 2-week honeymoon accommodations in Maui. $8,500. Look on everyone's face when they see the 8x10 glossy of the bride up and the best man. Priceless. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
Wow.
It's kind of, I don't know, is that funny? But it's kind of out there.
I like his style. He had her tail.
I guess we'll start a good segment. Embarrassing wedding stories. Mail yours to thebigshow.com. Okay.
Okay. Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. I'm John Boy Bagilli.
No. You're John Boy. I'm Bagilli.
Oh, that's right. That's a good one. All right. Well, here it is. The Crocodile Soccer. Hit it.
Animal Channel presents The Crocodile Stalker. Traveling around the world in search of exotic wildlife, then annoying the crap out of them. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, love, and good day. Steve here, and today we're in the mountainous countryside of Afghanistan. Even bombed out and war-torn, it's still a beautiful countryside, absolutely gorgeous. And while I'm here, I'll be delivering some cards and letters to the great American fighting force working hard to keep the world safe from the axis of evil. Crikey, we're not looking for any trouble. We're here looking to study the last remaining members of an endangered species of cave dwellers known as Muslimimax nutjobbers, or the standard breed of Taliban. Uh-oh, we better hurry. Looks like extinction might be just around the corner. Wait, look there. Bonzers, what luck. A whole herd of them. And they're ducking into that cave. Let's not lose them. Come on. Wowza. That's as big as a house in here. And look at all of these tunnels. I wonder which one they went down. Phew. That telltale BO makes it a whole lot easier to track them down. It's like someone burnt the Vienna sausage. Let's follow the stink this way. Oh, there they are. Over there behind those barrels of napalm. Now, let's try to tag them from here. I'll raise my trusty tranquilizer rifle and... Well, that figures... I guess I should thank my lucky stars that it hit the fleshy part of my head. Ah, that's better. Ooh, it's getting dark in here. Oh, that's right. We're in a cave. I better tag a few of those little rascals before it's lights out for old Steve. Now, where's that tranquilizer rifle? Ah, here we go. Ooh, seems a lot heavier than it did before. This sedative must be pretty powerful. Anywho. Here, tally up a banana. Stevie won't hurt you. Ah, there you are. Hold still. This won't hurt a bit. Oh, safety's on. There we go. And... Crikey, I must have picked up the wrong gun. Oops. Ooh, I guess they can call off the airstrikes.
Dude, what are you doing?
Great googly moogly. What luck. It's the extremely rare American Taliban.
Who are you talking to? Dude, you're like totally wasting my like brothers in arms and junk. I'm telling my dad, dude.
Well, I'm afraid I don't know your dad. But I do have a message from your uncle.
My uncle?
Yeah, your Uncle Sam. Message delivered. Well, looks like more work here is done. I'll just head on back to base camp. I know a shortcut through the minefield. Follow me.
Tune in again next week for another episode of... The Crocodile Stalker. Maybe.
Yeah! Awesome!
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.